Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rajiv is with us, and he's been talking about the biggest theft in the history of America. And, Rich, it seems like another executive order is needed by the President of the United States, one removing corporate umbrella protection for officers in the board of directors when fraud is involved. Please continue.
Well, thank you. I'm going to continue with more and more evidence because I have so much. And, folks, this is why you hear things like Fauci. He just said recently, a few days ago, Americans must do what they're told. Now, you know who else said this? Stalin, Hitler, Lenin, Mao, Castro. This is what's going on, folks. Now, everything I get is published articles in the public domain. And I try to get information before it's purged and before it's edited. And this is why so much information that's coming to me is either purged, edited, or worse. So we need to look at bottom lines. We need to look at why is Michigan calling for a full audit? And we all know that they have a Nazi in charge as governor. Why is the Milwaukee election chief arrested for illegally running 169,000 votes without any observers? Why are they kicking Republican vote counters and observers out of the room? Why are they putting up barriers so you can't even see in a window? How come early absentee voters who filled out out-of-state moving notices suggest that they have cast illegal ballots due to no longer meeting residency requirements and they're trying to hide it? And minimum numbers are Pennsylvania, 7,500, Georgia, 18,000, Nevada, over 5,000, Michigan, over almost 1,700, Wisconsin, almost 6,300, Arizona, over 5,000. See, this is why when you see the mainstream media and big corporations and social media literally blocking, shadow banning, editing, and purging information, that's not confidence that they want. They want to distract, dumb down, and divide the people. They want to divert attention, which is, I guess, a subset under distractions. Now, I don't know if you know that 700,000 ballots were not allowed to be viewed in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Now, according to the rule of law, that means Donald Trump won Pennsylvania. Did you know that in Philadelphia, Dominion Contracts has been redacted? What redacted means is that they put black magic marker or something through the lines so they can't be read properly. That's called hiding information. Why is it in Oregon that you can buy heroin, meth, and cocaine legally, but you can't go to the gym or visit your grandmother in a nursing home? Is any of this curious? Shouldn't these things be investigated? So I'm going to continue with more. And I've probably, just for this show alone, eliminated close to 100 articles because of the amount of time. And Vince, I really apologize me taking so much airtime. I just think that the evidence of voter and election fraud is so obvious that this is today, this point in history will be the biggest fraud scam delivered to the American people. And this is, and it's all connected, the COVID, the whole war, the voting, the illegitimacy of government, everything. See, this is what happens, and this is why I've talked so many times, folks, about divide and conquer strategies, which gives free lunch to the elite. This is why I talk about how important it is not to stick up for your hyphen, your pronoun, your group. We have to be Americans, because when we feel entitled to play the victim group status card, connect these dots for yourself. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, that means you can't control your own destiny, because hard work, proven results, qualifications, merit, nothing matters anymore. All you're doing is doubting your own value. And then when you demand no protection of rights or restitution under the rule of law for the people who are affected and targeted, you're giving runaway power, no checks and balances, and you're eliminating the rule of law with precedence. With precedence. And guess what? And then you protect the most corrupt companies and big corporations and the most corrupt portion of government with liability immunity. And that creates more wealth inequality. And Vince will agree, I have spent countless hours and given thousands of examples that it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and all these BS politically correct words. Because one thing that I concentrated on doing was to prove welfare for the rich. I have proven many times about the corruptions. I have proven many times about fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, money out of thin air. The money is being redistributed from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. And I can put an exclamation point on it because I've proven that gazillions of times. So I'm going to go back to more evidence since we're running out of time here. Dominion executive is a veteran. His name is Eric Coomer. He's a veteran of Antifa Street Fighter. You cannot make this stuff up. Dominion System security chief posted Antifa manifesto online. You cannot make this stuff up. Again, these are all published articles in the public domain. Next article. Trump law firm drops Pennsylvania bombshell. Okay, why did the Trump law firm drop Pennsylvania? It's because the lawyers were being threatened, and I heard there was some bribes in there, and I heard the family members were being threatened. See, when you are convinced that you have won something, a game, a contest, whether it doesn't matter what it is, chess, pool, football, an election, when you have to resort to this, to violence, to threats, to blackmail, that's not winning. That's not winning at all. That's coercion. That's all. That's everything is illegal. Next article. Georgia county that used Dominion voting systems finds over 2,500 votes after hand count reposting. Now, again, the recount is still fraud, but they're still finding thousands of votes. Because the recount is designed to make sure Trump still loses, even though Republicans in the Senate and in Congress is winning now because of some of these hand counts. But it's designed to keep President Trump out. Next article. 28 states and election results to a remote server in Frankfurt, Germany, run by Skittle. That's why we said all this earlier in the show. Next article. Based on reports by auditors, IT specialists, data analysis, and statisticians, the number of illegitimate votes identified in four swing states are enough to overturn election. See, the Democrats say, oh, give me evidence. Give me evidence. What the heck do you think we've been doing on this show for weeks and weeks and weeks? That's what we're doing. We're giving evidence. Next article. Arizona rep points out that the number of potential non-citizen voters is higher than Biden's lead in the state. I want you to think about what I just said here. See, it's gotten to the point where truth is being trumped by propaganda and hoaxes. This is why we all need to read and research. Next article. Georgia recounts finds over 2,600 uncounted ballots just in Floyd County alone. Next article. Pennsylvania Secretary of State won't order a recount. Why are they not ordering a recount? Okay? Because it's truly incredible. This is why we need all this. We need forensic activity to find out the, and we need, everything needs to be audited. I'm all for revoting again with voter ID cards because this is the biggest scam in American history. There will not go anything, there will not be a bigger scam than this. And the people, the DOJ, the CIA, all these people who have thrown Americans under the bus, Benedict Arnold will be looked like a hero compared to you folks. A hero. This is why William Barr better step up or resign. Next article. No, this is Trump. Georgia recount auditor claims multiple Trump ballots fraudulently called for Biden. Imagine my shock. Next article. Georgia had 95,800 fraudulent Biden-only votes. People, are you shaking your head like I am? I'm having a hard time reading because I'm shaking my head. This is unbelievable. The fraud. The whistleblowers. The affidavits. The witnesses. The videos. The pictures. This is the math. I can't even believe. In fact, I think, and I'm going to paraphrase, I read this morning that Sidney Powell asked Joe Biden to quit, to resign, to back off, or else he will be arrested. So we'll see where this goes. If what I said earlier about the executive order is true, which I've read pieces of it here and there all over the place, I think we're going to have a massive takedown because of all this fraud. Even a lawyer in Pennsylvania said, I see fraud all over Pennsylvania. Next article. Georgia Election Observer identifies huge software counting glitch. Next article. Another U.S. Postal Service whistleblower in Pennsylvania comes forward. Listen to this. This is a quote. The only political mail that will be delivered from now on will be that of the winner, in this case, Joe Biden. Unquote. Our own Postal Service has gone Nazi, authoritarian, totalitarian, tyrannical against we the people. Yes, we the people who pay for their huge salaries, huge benefit packages, and huge retirement. Next article. In Maricopa County, Arizona, voters did not prove citizenship, over 14,000 of them. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is all surreal. If we were all writers on the Twilight Zone, we could not come up with articles and themes like this. We really appreciate you being here, folks. Please pass all this on. We'll be back after this break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, this is absolutely riveting class. Please share this with friends and family. You can go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, and go to the archives. You'll find it. You can download it, and you can send it to them. You can send them the links. You can go to YouTube. You can send them a link to the Ron Gibson channel, G-I-B-S-O-N, and you'll find us at USA Prepares. And you can send the links from there as well. Ron Gibson, thank you so much. GCN, thank you. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Again, I always appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right that was given to us by many combat soldiers, including the over a million of them who died to give us our freedoms and liberties. Now, one thing I can't promise, folks, is that it won't be purged or edited by the time you get to it, because this is what is happening in America. So I'm going to take a little detour, and I'm going to talk about the consequences, the hypocrisies, the double standards, the corruptions, the dying commerce, the elite takeovers, the true agendas of what's happening because of this. And then I'm going to go back to more evidence. So I'm going to do that for a little variety, because I bet a lot of you folks are probably thinking this can't be real. And this is why we always say, don't listen to us. You need to read and research and verify. Okay. Obama just said the other day that Trump claims of widespread falls is delegitimizing democracy. I know what you're all thinking. He's saying that we need to go back to our democratic norms. This is coming from a president, a former president, who spied on a sitting president before, during, and after he was in office. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. See, this is what happens when we demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for jobs. This is what happens when we don't offer protection of rights and restitution under the rule of law for people who are targeted. This is what happens when we give liability immunity and protect the worst of the worst of the worst regarding corporations and big government. This is what happens. We're enforcing fraud, we're enforcing illegitimacy, we're enforcing fascism, and especially wealth inequality. In other words, we've given free lunch to the elite without any accountability. Okay, next article. Lockdowns for thee, but not for me, regarding Newsom and Pelosi attending dinner parties. And they were going to have all these parties for Thanksgiving and the holidays, and they got caught, and they said, excuse me, we're not going to do it. See, they did just like Nancy Pelosi going to get her hair done. She didn't even have a mask. It doesn't matter. It's different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on two groups. It boils down to two groups, victim group status and protectionist group status. And some of you don't like to hear it, but it's the truth. And you got a man up, you got a woman up, and hopefully you have to American up, because that's exactly what's been happening for 50 years in this country. Next article. Antifa thugs and BLM attack Trump supporters, including children, including old people, including women. But see, this is why they don't want this information to get out. This is why the mainstream media doesn't cover it. This is why the mainstream media is null and void and should be arrested as per the EO that we discussed earlier in this show. Next article. Washington governor announces sweeping restrictions on bars and restaurants and gatherings. This is what happens when we basically look the other way for political correctness. This is what happens. You have the manufactured perception of a non-reality, because people care about telling you how self-important they are, especially in government, big corporations, and manufacturing their self-preservation. This is what happens when we go for decades and decades and decades of basically looking the other way towards political correctness. It gets to the point where nothing matters, and we're reaping the consequences of that right now. Next article. DOJ finds no misconduct in prosecutor's decision to scrap its investigation into Epstein's child sex trafficking. Looks like adult mutual consensual sex is now off the table. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In Georgia's recount, one rural county has found 2,600 uncounted ballots. It's unlikely to change the state's overall results, said Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's voting system implementation manager. The error could worsen an already tense situation in the state amid allegations by President Trump's campaign that the election was marred by fraud. President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict. Hurricane Iota made landfall Monday night, about 15 miles from where Ada touched down less than 2 weeks ago. Iota hit Nicaragua as a Category 4 with 155-mile-an-hour winds. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Monday Night Football had the Minnesota Vikings head down to the Windy City and take on division rival Chicago Bears. The Vikings take home the win 19-13. Minnesota's quarterback Kirk Cousins, now 1-9 on Monday Night Football games, talks up the win.
And just great to get a win, you know, against a divisional opponent at their place, a place that's, tough place to play. You know, it's a really good defense we played tonight. I felt like they showed it all game long. Yards were tough to come by. Points were tough to come by. You know, they were able to contain our run game for the most part, and that's why it was so important to have success in the pass game and have success on third downs. They were also a very good defense on third down and in the red zone. So got to give the defense a ton of credit for holding the Bears to only, 6 points, and just proud of our team for the work we've put in the last few weeks and the results we've been able to get, and now we just got to keep building on it.
Chicago Bears quarterback Nick Foles was carted off the field after being slammed to the turf late in the fourth quarter. Bears head coach Matt Nagy said Foles suffered a hip or a leg injury. Sunday, the Vikings host the Dallas Cowboys. The Bears are on a bye week. Medical evaluations performed Monday on New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees reveals that he has multiple rib fractures on both sides of his chest and a collapsed lung. Brees is unsure how much time he might be forced to miss before returning to start for the Saints. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
TV
room
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheedman is with us, and he's talking about the stolen selection/election, the biggest theft in American history, and how the elite have manipulated the system, and how we are all the victims. Rich, please continue.
Thank you. What I'm doing right now, folks, I took a little tangent on talking about the consequences of all the inaction of decades towards political correctness, and how our judges and lawyers have been bought and blackmailed, and our institutions and people in power, and these hypocrisies and double standards and corruption and dying commerce and elite takeovers and true agendas need to be dovetailed with all the election fraud that we talk about. So I'm going to continue. Next article. Leftist calls for legalization of child pornography. See, this is a great example of how lawyers and judges have been bought and paid for. This is a great example of how child protective services are irrelevant. This is a great example of how we're reaping the consequences of inaction for decades towards political correctness. See, we need all these things need to come out. It needs to come out in the forefront. We all need to discuss it. Because they don't want us to discuss anything. They don't want us to have eye contact. They don't want us to talk about each other. They want us to get rid of individualism so they can complete this communist insurrection, and it's going to be nefarious all the way down to the bone. Next article. Guess who is providing the muscle for Dominion counting machines in Detroit? And that was Zuckerberg. Next article. UN announces planetary lockdown concentration camps for dissenters. Now, they've already admitted this in Canada. You better wake up, people. You better stop being the silent majority. Everybody needs to read, research, verify, and speak up, or else it's all over. Next article. The CDC admits COVID lockdowns sparked surge in children's mental health. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's not just children's mental health. It's adult mental health. It's domestic violence. It's suicides. It's drugs, not just street drugs, but the antidepressant drugs, the antipsychotic drugs that the pharmaceutical companies are making a fortune on. It's obesity, which kills 40,000 people a month. This is a very long list, and we've discussed it all on this show over time. Next article. CDC admits we counted 51,000 heart attacks as COVID deaths. Not just heart attacks. Anything to do with respiratory ailments, motorcycle accidents, car accidents, gunshot wounds. I mean, the flu, if you look at the flu, it's almost non-existent. Everything is going into the COVID column. Next article. Biden COVID task force, you're going to love this. Biden COVID task force member says no food or rent subsidies for blacks and minorities who refuse to get vaccinated. I don't think any comment is necessary. Next article. Zuckerberg and Dorsey return to Capitol Hill for post-election rematch with Senate judiciary. I mentioned that earlier. And I believe it's a virtual reality meeting, because they probably are afraid to get arrested. If that EO that I discussed earlier in the show and all that stuff is valid, and this is why the mainstream media is coming out with all these fake certifications. Oh yeah, Biden won this, Biden won that. Well, if they really did all this forensic audits, I think we would find that the Republicans outright won with a great majority, Congress and the Senate, as well as the presidency. Next article, 82,000 sexual abuse claims filed against the Boy Scouts. And this really hits home to me. See, this is what happens when we allow political correctness to take over. I was in the Boy Scouts for many years, and they basically taught me about nature. They taught me about building fires and camping and canoeing and fishing. And who knows, if it wasn't for the Boy Scouts, I might have been stuck in New York City still, and I wouldn't have been able to spend 35 years in Montana having my adventure dream and living off the land and doing all the things that I enjoy. We need to go back to the land. We need to relearn the lost 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. Next article, Biden promises to increase refugees by 8 times over Trump. I got news for you, folks. The United Nations wants to bring 500 to 600 million people on U.S. soil. Do the math. That's more than double what we have now. Next article, hotels and malls are going out of business due to coronavirus restrictions. Duh. All small businesses is going out of business, and no one wants to go anywhere with this tracking and tracing and surveillance and censorship. And that's exactly, I mean, you can't even go to a hotel without delivering your credit card. I'm not saying no one's ever going to go to a hotel anymore. If you have to, or if you're on vacation, I think people are going to do it. But to do it for certain leisure and hospitality. I think they're a dead stick. Next article. Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood search banned by Twitter. Just like Vince and I were talking about this. The censorship, the surveillance, the purging, the editing, that the shadow ban, this is all going on because they don't want the truth. See, if they were correct, if they won this with legitimacy, they wouldn't be doing that. Next article. CNN says we need to cancel Christmas. There you go, folks. Next article. I wish I had time to talk about each one of these articles. I don't. I have too much information. I apologize to the listeners. We can take four or five of these articles and discuss them for the whole show. Don't have the time. Next article. California Democrats wants to move to Georgia to vote, even though it's not legal. Next article. Confirmed Biden cancer initiative spent a ton of money on salaries, but nothing into the R&D of cancer. And all this rhetoric that Joe Biden was going to cure cancer, it's all BS. It's all to give phony salaries to their buddies and not do anything. It's just like Big Pharma. They don't care about curing disease. They care about managing symptoms for profit. Trust me. Next article. This is from Dr. Atlas, a Trump COVID advisor. This is a quote or a paraphrase from an American, from a patriot. And he says the only way, and this is regarding lockdowns and all this fake COVID stuff, regarding all this, the secondary and tertiary information, that which is for lockdowns, which is for eliminating the economy. He says the only way this stops is if the people rise up. What the heck do you think I'm doing here, folks? That's why I'm trying to give evidence. That's why I'm trying to give ideas and solutions. That's why I talk about living off-grid and being self-sufficient, because that's all we have left. And pretty soon, we're not going to have a voice if we allow this to continue. Next article. I'm going back to the evidence again. The Michigan AG, Trump's voter fraud lawsuits are racist. No, I am not making this stuff up. I know it sounds surreal. I know it sounds like a lot of these articles I'm making up. I promise you, this is published in the public domain. This is proven and verified. I am not making this up. Next article. Ronald Klain, Biden's new chief of staff, raises eyebrows with 2014 tweet saying elections are rigged. Biden's own people are admitting the elections are rigged. We just got to dig to find where and when they said it. Next article. This is a Project Veritas, another U.S. Postal Service whistleblower in Philadelphia suburb, Elkins Park, details order to stop delivering pro-Trump mail. This is a U.S. Postal Service coup. That's how history is going to label this. Next article, Michelle Obama suggests the GOP should accept Biden victory claim. This ain't a game. See, this is why they're trying to fast-track everything with no legitimacy and no proper certifications. Next article, 100,000 Michigan all Biden ballots brought in to be counted at 4 a.m. on November 4th. Next article, you're going to love this. A Las Vegas columnist ran a test to see if county officials were legitimate, were honest, were following the rule of law. And the county officials accepted fake signatures on 8 different ballots. And this was done as a test. Excuse me. My voice is starting to go south here. But I'm going to keep going. We're running out of time. Project Veritas, Pennsylvania whistleblower, told to dump all non-Biden mailers after November 9th. They just keep coming in, folks. Next article. Dead people, felons voted illegally in Michigan. Next article. Military votes allegedly among votes improperly cast in Nevada. Next article. James O'Keefe exposes cash for votes in Texas. People, look at all the evidence. the mainstream media and the left is still saying there's no evidence. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Our whole government should be shut down right now. All they care about is their own paycheck and their own self-importance and their own self-preservation. That's it. It's unbelievable. Everything has been politicized. It's unbelievable. I mean, the little people, the bottom 93%, have no chance. Have no chance. I think the left would rather see the bottom 93% all commit suicide so they can have everything for themselves. But they wouldn't have somebody to make their coffee and rake their leaves, would they? Next article. Burgess Owens. This is some good news here. Burgess Owens defeat Democrat in Utah coming to Congress. Burgess Owens, I've been rooting for you. I've been calling your name for weeks. Congratulations. I saw you playing as a safety for the Jets, and now I'm going to see you in Congress. Congratulations, buddy. Well deserved. And one quote that Burgess Owens says is that the black population, the black community, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not quoting, pardon me, the black community should sue the DNC. When I heard him say that, amongst other things, I knew he was a patriot, I knew he was well-read, I knew he was well-researched, I knew he was an American. Next article. Google sued for data cost after Android phones found transferring unapproved, undisclosed data. See, it doesn't matter what technology you have. You better stop saying you're offended. Stop snitching and tattletaling. Stop being a butt kisser and a yes man and a pot stirrer and a gossiper and a virtual signal follower or the traitor. Because they're creating a database on all of us. And they're using us to poison us against each other. See how they're doing that? And it's being edited. Even if you didn't say it, that's what they're doing. It's corrupt to the bone. We'll be back right after this, folks. And I know what you're thinking. Consumer confidence? There's no reward for the loyal or the constitutionalist or the rule of law. We need to change that. We'll be right back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844 844-443-6637, GCNLife.com, or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, we have a caller on the line, but we've mentioned that we were not taking calls at this time. What would you like to do? It's Lydia in Clare, Michigan. She says she's a biochemist.
Sure, I'll put her on.
Okay, we're going to make an exception. Lydia, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheehan.
Hi, I'm not actually the biochemist, but I come from a family. My mother is a biochemist, and her older sister was her boss. Both of them worked at Bay Medical Center in the lab. And I know from years of listening to them talk what a virus is. First of all, a virus isn't even a living thing. It's a blood pathogen. It's an infected cell in the blood. So basically, unless your blood is airborne, a virus is not going to be. They're lying to us, full outright lying to us. And the solution to this is we've been going about it all wrong. And as I've been listening to Bradley talk, he's been talking about how...
Wait. You've been listening to Bradley talk?
Bradley Dean, oh yes, I've been listening to his shows.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Rich Sheehan. You're not talking about Rich Sheehan. Do you have the right broadcast? What broadcast were you calling into?
Bradley Dean usually... this is the number of his talk show that I wrote down.
I want to thank you for calling, but we are not talking about that, and I'm not Bradley Dean, and nor is Rich Sheehan. So I want to thank you for your call.
I got the wrong day, don't I?
Well, you've got the wrong number probably as well. But anyway, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can talk with our engineer. But thank you for calling. Okay, Rich, back to you.
Yeah, and could that be an accident? It could be. Could it not be? You never know these days. See, this is what's going on. So let me go on to more articles here.
Okay.
We're running into seconds. And CIA Democrat House Rep takes lead over GOP challenger after 14,600 votes found on memory stick. People, we are giving so much evidence. It's overwhelming. Next article. This is about voting irregularity challenges. Democrats call for people to move to Georgia to stack the vote. You ever notice all these irregularities, all the glitches, all the adjectives, verbs, and nouns that they use? Every one of these are done by the Democrat Party on the left. Every one. Is it a coincidence? No. At this point, there aren't any coincidences. Next article. Bill Gates hired Black Lives Matter students to count ballots in battleground states. Can't make this stuff up. Giuliani says 100,000 ballots for Biden were brought in to catch up with Trump. In Michigan, GOP state senators are requesting a full audit of the 2020 election. I got news for you, America. We should have an audit in all 50 states, and President Trump will easily win over 400 electoral votes. Next article. IT expert test Dominion software allows easy manipulation of vote tallies, unquote. Remember the article I talked about last week about this woman in 2 minutes broke into the database, into the computer? Very easy to do. Next article. Maricopa chairwoman resigns after she skips doing the Dominion test. See, you can be blackmailed, you can be bribed, you can be threatened. Next article. Michigan witness says many fake ballots in Detroit, zero Trump ballots, among the military. Now, there's a official in Arizona, she said this last week, regarding the vote count. She tweeted that Trump's got a neo-Nazi base. Well, it's the other way around, folks, and we've talked about this many, many times. When you talk about authoritarian, communist, tyrannical dictatorships, totalitarian fascism, we have to break it down to specifics. Why does the left not want citizen journalists? Because they want to control the media. Okay, it's an addiction to power, money, and control. Why do they not want due process? Because they don't want real facts to come out in court. They want the outcome to be controlled. Why do they want government schools controlling curriculum where parents have no say, where they're anti-homeschool? That's Nazi left stuff. That's exactly what the USSR and Hitler did, Mao did. This is their playbook. How come private property invasion by police? Who does that? Is that a free, liberty-minded country? No. That's what the left has done. That's what communist dictators have done. How about the courts? How come our lawyers and judges have sold out the American people? They're bought and paid for in the name of justice. That's what the left does. Voter fraud and election fraud. That's what the left does. Are we citizens who expect the government to work for us, or the other way around? We need to start standing up. We need to start following the rule of law. We need to start following the Constitution. We all need to read and research. Thank you all for listening, folks. I appreciate it.
Rich, very, very well done. I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2 days on Thursday. Glass Rich will be back with us talking more about the stolen election and his take on it on Thursday. Tomorrow it's Gwyneth. Friday it's...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.